still deeply invested in this game here in Kitchener. Anthony Leo dropping back, second and goal, throwing, and that is a touchdown for the Gaels. And who else but Nico Cuomo, Mr. Clutch, with a huge touchdown to give the Gaels an 11-3 lead here in Kitchener-Waterloo against arguably the best team in the country. Queens has come out swinging. And the offense played well, but man, oh man, this Queens defense, they have been locked in. Anthony Leo to Nico Cuomo, 4-6. Gaels up by 8. Tyler Mullen on to try and make this a 12-3 ball game, and he will do so. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Great start for the Gaels. Let's talk about Pick 6 Athletics. Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled, former Queens defensive back Eric Colonna created Pick 6 Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve, regardless of their circumstances. Now Pick 6 Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be the best, your first pick should be Pick 6. We are now officially in the 1 hour mark, and there's still 10 minutes to go in our second quarter of action. We've had some pretty severe injury delays here in what has been an otherwise fantastic game that will, yes, be marred by a bit of a black cloud. We wish nothing but the best for Ashton Watson and Raheem Balogun Jr., both of whom we lost early in the first and second quarters, respectively. But it looks like their teammates so far have responded well. And that's been the story of this team. They handle adversity like none other. Good kick there from Tyler Mullen, fielded inside the 20-yard line, and it's going to be returned up to about the 25. Another great coverage job by this Queens special teams unit. Across the country, Laval leading Concordia 27-5. Early in the third quarter, Laval looking almost certain to advance to, I couldn't even tell you what number this is, probably their 20th consecutive Quebec final. St. Mary's leading St. FX 14-10. Guelph still up 13-10 over Western, and Queens leading 12-3 here in Kitchener-Waterloo. First and 10 Laurier from around their 25-yard line. Algersma dropping back over the middle, complete, and that's a first down. Great job there by the Golden Hawks. Jackson Stebbings with the catch there. And that's what you want to see if you're Laurier. Quick release. This Queens pass rush, they're getting good pressure. But the quick nature of these Laurier passes. One, protects Algersma, and two, just wreaks havoc on the Queens defense. We're going to see a play-action pass, and that one is going to be tackled up immediately by number 20 for the Gaels, Dawson Matthews-Reed, one of the most physical defensive backs in Ontario. Always love chatting with Dawson. It's been really cool to watch his progression from a meaningful special teams contributor to a starting member of this excellent Queens defense. Laurier gains 3. It's going to be 2nd and 7 from their own 45. It is a 12-3 lead for the Gaels here. Algersma drops back to pass. He's under pressure. He gets that one off. Wow, this kid is special. Well, being hit by Silas Hubert. Holy moly, Taylor Algersma completes that one along the left-hand side to Raiden Thorne for a first down. If he was even a quarter of a second slower, that would have been a massive sack for the Gaels. Instead, Thorne, little bit of a celebration in the face of the Queens coaches. Coach Cam Davidson, not too impressed, gives him a little smirk. That's something you don't want to do to this defense. You don't want to give them any more motivation, because they are a top-notch unit. As Laurier getting a bit of a break here. Water in. 1st and 10 for the Golden Hawks. They're on the Queens side of the field. This will be a first down snap from the Queens 45. Taylor Algersma with a beautiful completion there to Raiden Thorne under duress. Queens with a three-man front playing pass. Laurier has got a very pass-friendly offensive rotation here. And this is what Taylor Algersma does so well. He's making checks at the line of scrimmage. He's keeping his guys in line, and he's going to have to run for his life. He somehow gets this pass off, and it's defended well, but a pass interference flag is drawn. And the Gaels on this drive have just been a half step too slow, and it's resulted in two very consequential first downs for the Golden Hawks. One, a completion, and the other, pass interference, as it looks like Ollie Jackson was very, very close to tallying what would be the biggest sack of his young career. Instead, it is first and 10. Laurier now moving inside the Queens red zone. If you're just joining us, it's a 12-3 lead for your Gaels. But that could change in the near future here as Laurier is threatening points. Looks like this will actually be at the 30-yard line of the Gaels, just outside the red zone. Western has taken the lead in their game against Guelph. Algersma with the completion over the middle. That is going to be another catch from Raiden Thorne, and that's going to be close to first down yardage. As boy, he loves to celebrate every time he does something. I'm just saying, you know. Maybe that's the attitude I should have. If I get out of the bed in the morning, I should do a little dance. Maybe it'll benefit me. First and 10 for the Golden Hawks. This one is in the Queens red zone. This will be snapped right around the 20-yard line of the Gaels. Laurier threatening to put points on the board here. Algersma dropping back over the middle. And that is very nearly caught by Raiden Thorne. But this time, John Korsgaden says no, closing the door on potentially the third straight Thorne celebration. And you know what? If you're the Gaels defense, you're liking the pressure you're getting here on Algersma. The last time these two teams played, Taylor Algersma mostly had a clean pocket. He really wasn't under duress at any major point. But now, he is constantly facing a bombardment of this big Queens front. And it's mostly been three-man rushes as well. Very encouraging to see. However, it is still a close contest. 12-3, Algersma dropping back, throwing over the middle. It is caught. But short of first down yardage, Ashton Miller-Melanson, he has been so good today. He is, mark my words, going to get an interception. He is right on top of every single pass thrown in his zone. He's got two immediate tackles. He has a pass deflection. He is getting closer and closer to making a game-changing play. In fact, it looks like they ruled that an incompletion, so that's another pass deflection as Laurier is going to bring Dawson Hodge on for a very makeable field goal. But with the Gaels, if he doesn't send this one right down the middle, they could be in trouble. As Ian St. Arnaud has not one, not two, but three 119-plus yard touchdowns. But he will not get the opportunity to do so here, as this one misses, but will be downed for a rouge. Ashton Miller-Melanson, of course, making the recovery. Bit of a surprise. Dawson Hodge, usually money at that range. But missing a very makeable kick for him. However, it should still result in points. I'm just waiting to see. There was a flag down for no yards. So I'm waiting to tally this as a one-point play. Dawson Hodge, unbelievably, missing a 15-yard, about a 25-yard field goal try. Well within range for one of the best kickers in Canada. And I was saying it was a good omen the Gaels were getting such a great pass rush in. That's a bad omen if you're the Golden Hawks when you've got such a fantastic player missing on something that he can usually hit in his sleep. And in fact, no point tallied. It is a 12-3 lead. Gaels up by 9, and they're going to get the ball. However, they're going to start deep in their own territory. Own 15 in a game that has been high on hurt and drama so far. The Gaels trying to overcome two early quite significant injuries and make it back to the Yates Cup for the third time in 4 years. They were there back-to-back 2021-2022. They lost in this OUA semifinal game last year to Western. But they find themselves with an early lead here against Laurier, and this is what you want as the road team, to try and take the crowd out of it early. Quick update from the Western and Guelph game. Western leads 17-13 with about a minute to go before half, as Guelph has been playing quite well. However, I'm still of the opinion that Western, no matter their ranking, that's the team to beat. Those guys, they are the boogeyman, you know. They are the final boss of OUA football. Even if they're not the top of the conference, you can never count them out until you finally put that stake in the heart of the dynasty. But who will do that? Will it be the Griffins today or the Golden Hawks and Gales next week? These two teams are fighting for the right to play for the Yates. First and 10 Gales inside their own territory. Anthony Leo dropping back, throwing a long one, a jump ball that is ultimately going to fall incomplete. But that might be a best case scenario there for the Gales, as that could have been an interception. It was a 50-50 ball, but it looked like Nico Cuomo did what he had to do to jar it loose. So it'll be second and 10 again. Good throw from Leo. It was a jump ball. The Laurier defensive back gets there. He had the inside position, and he very nearly tallied his team's first turnover of the day. Instead, it falls to the turf, setting up a second and 10 from about the 15. Queens with a 9-point lead. But Laurier going to take a timeout here. An eventful game so far. Goodness gracious. As Laurier takes that timeout, let's hear one more word from our second quarter sponsor, Pick Six Athletics.
Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled, former Queens defensive back Eric Kalana created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be your best, your first pick should be Pick Six.
Thank you again to Pick Six Athletics. And folks, while I've got your ear as we wait for the Gales to take their second and 10 snap from their own team, just want to make it clear that CFRC, we've got our funding drive underway. If you like the work we do here at the station, not just with sports, but with news and music, head on over to CFRC.ca today and hit donate. The funding drive runs until the end of 2024. So you've got ample time, but there's no time like the present. The Gales hand it off to Ethan Dahl on second and 10. Dahl makes an arm tackle miss, but is unable to generate any more magic there. Short gain brings Matt Driver on to punt. And it's in kind of that no-man's land position where it's not quite deep enough to where you concede a safety. But I think they still might. It'll be third and 7 from about the 18. And Driver's not lined up in the end zone. He'll either step back and drop to one knee or step forward and try to put every single inch of that 6'4 frame into this one. And he is going to blast this one. Let's see if it'll take a friendly bounce. It does, but we will get a no-yards penalty tallied. However, it's going to be a great return regardless. Jalen Grable there, making sure that that one didn't go even a step further. However, Laurier is going to get strong starting field position here with a chance to possibly put points on the board before halftime. It's been a dramatic back-and-forth game so far. I've liked what I've seen from the Gales. Definitely a stronger performance, and yes, obviously the score would dictate that. But just in general, a much stronger performance, as actually Laurier will pick up a penalty as well. So they'll offset, but Laurier, rather than starting at the Queens 45, I think it was an unsportsmanlike conduct. So a 15 and a 5 means Laurier loses 10. They'll start this one first and 10. Dead at 55 here. Right smack dab in the middle of the field. The beautiful field here in Kitchener-Waterloo. Algersma play action. Throws it. Complete. He's been doing this all day. The Gales have got to get a stronger wrap than that. Oh, Ashton Miller-Melanson jarred the ball loose, but it is recovered by the Golden Hawks. Gain of about 20 there, setting up first and 10 from the Gales 35. And this is what you want if you're Laurier. They're staying calm. They're not letting the, what I'm sure is a surprising scoreline, fluster them. They're just playing good fundamental football. And that's what this team has done all year long. This is the final shot for this Laurier core. And they don't intend to waste it. First and 10 from the Queens 35. Algersma going to hand this one off. And that's a good gain for Tanner Nelms. And Tanner Nelms takes this one inside the Queens 20. And it looks like this Laurier offense is, well, awake for the first time today. And that is bad news if you are a tricolor supporter. Tanner Nelms with the run of the day for either team, taking that one on the left-hand side, picking up about 25 yards. And he is fired up. First and 10 from the Queens 15. You need a turnover here for the Gales. It's going to be a play-action pass into the end zone. And that one is incomplete. And Jared Seaway, club in one hand. Thankfully, he's so good, he only needs the glove on the other to make meaningful plays on defense. Second and 10 from the Queens 15. Laurier, last drive ended with an uncharacteristic missed field goal from about this distance by Dawson Hodge. Algersma making it clear they can't have a repeat of that. He's got trips on the left-hand side. It is going to be a pass. Tanner Nelms slips out into the flats. He throws it over the middle. This one is caught, and Ethan Jordan is going to slide in for a Laurier touchdown, making this a field goal game. Laurier has a chance to make it a safety game if Dawson Hodge can convert. 12-10 for the Gales with plenty of time to play in our second quarter of action. Like I said in the pregame show, folks, you can't shut this offense down. You can only try and hope to keep a lid on them. But Laurier busting loose. Pardon me, busting loose here. And Dawson Hodge is on to try and make this a two-point ball game. He missed what was a pretty consequential field goal earlier. However, he hits on that conversion. 12-10 for the Gales with less than 4 minutes to play in our first half of action. Laurier had the bye last week. They've cruised through this season. You could argue the two best games they played were against Western and Queens, but since then, they haven't really faced adversity. Queens, meanwhile, adversity may as well be their middle name. Injuries to key players in pretty much every single game this season. And yet they still rise, folks. And we'll get to see our first kickoff return from the Gales. I want to highlight something that happened in Western last year. Josh McBain had a pick six to give the Gales the lead. And on the following kickoff, they surrendered a massive kickoff return touchdown. That, to be honest, kind of put the game away. The momentum was firmly in the favor of the Mustangs. Might we see something similar here? The Gales certainly have the pieces on this special teams unit to make it happen. Let's see if Laurier will tempt fate. They are going to kick this one to Ian St. Arnaud. St. Arnaud looking to make something happen. He breaks out on the left-hand side. He has got some space and pace. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Ian St. Arnaud with a 50-yard return, taking this one to midfield. Oh, man. I thought for a moment there he was going to make some magic. But a great return, 50 yards from Ian St. Arnaud, following his blocks, staying in his lane, not playing hero ball, taking what he is given, and getting the Gales to the 55. Oh, there is a flag down. Oh, holding on the Gales. That stinks. Probably the right call. Admittedly, I didn't see it, but I could definitely believe it. Kickoff return, you get a lot of holding calls. That is unfortunate. The Gales, instead of starting from the 55, are going to start from their own 10. And what is a massive, massive drive here. They need to generate some momentum, at least kill some clock. You can't give Laurier the ball back with how hot their offense is right now. Leo and Dahl. Leo drops back under pressure. Incomplete, looking for Logan Walton. Anthony Leo just hasn't quite been on the mark today. Playing a very good Laurier defense. Struggling to connect. He's going to need to turn that around if the Gales want any chance of walking out of here with an improbable, incredible victory. Second and 10 from their 10. And now the pressure is all on Queens. Leo facing pressure. Oh, and he's going down. And he takes a hard hit down at the 2. Queens is going to have to concede a safety and make this a tie ball game. Not what you want to see from this Queens offense. A bad incompletion and a massive sack. And now the Gales are going to have to give up 2, give Laurier the ball back. As we have got 3 minutes to go here in our first half of action. And the Queens D, they've been great so far. They're going to need another huge stop once Laurier gets the ball back. If you can keep this tied at halftime, you start to sow that seed of doubt in the incumbent top seed. They made the Yates last year. They're trying to get back and win it this time. This is the final run for this excellent Laurier core. Russell Weir in to concede this punt out of the back of the end zone. 12-12 ball game here in Kitchener-Waterloo University Stadium. Less than 3 minutes to go. Russell Weir, though, killed off about 15 seconds of clock. Perhaps that will be consequential. High drama here in Kitchener-Waterloo. If you're just joining us, it is a tie ball game, 12-12. The Gales got out to a great start early, but Laurier has clawed back into the ball game. The Gales have had 2 pretty severe injuries. Trying to weather that storm. And also trying to keep pace with the best offense in the country, Taylor Elgersma. Tossing this one to Raiden Thorne. That's Ethan Jordan. Ethan Jordan with a 13-yard pickup, giving Laurier a fresh set of downs. He is just so dangerous. He is, yes, of course, Elgersma is the engine that drives this offense. But Ethan Jordan, he's like the rocket fuel that propels this engine, man. He and Elgersma have been so consistent year after year. They are the top duo in the country for a good reason. And they are making a difference here. First and 10 from just shy of midfield. We get a handoff to Tyshawn Jackson. He picks up a solid gain going down at the Laurier 50 with about 2 minutes to go in our first half of action. And I think he does get enough for first down yardage. So first and 10, and actually that's at the Queens 50. Oh yes, he's picked up more than what he needs. A nice little move there from Tyshawn Jackson. Not the biggest player on the field, but maybe the fastest. 2 minutes to go, first and 10 from the Queens 50. Elgersma making a couple adjustments, bringing some guys in, reading the Queens defense. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle. And Justin Pace is going to tackle up Tanner Nelms. And he's going to have El Guerzma jump on his back while he's down. Strange sequence there, but picks up good yardage for the Golden Hawks. Second and four coming up. And it has been a largely cordial game. Not a lot of yapping. No dirty plays so far. Just good back and forth football. Second and four from the Queens 44. El Guerzma with three receivers on the right-hand side. Tanner Nelms in the backfield. It's going to be a play-action pass. Complete. First down, Laurier. And that's been kind of the story. Their passing game has been entirely these quick kind of West Coast check-down, touchdown-type plays. Working the inside slot to perfection there. Silas Hubert, though, I like the angle he took. Very nearly got those big white gloves on that football. Queens needs to start generating some pass rush here. That was the key earlier. They've got to get it here. First and 10. Silas Hubert does make El Guerzma step in, step up, but that is a touchdown. Beautiful throw there from El Guerzma. And Laurier has put the Gales on the back foot. It is a 16-point second quarter. As Laurier looks likely to take a 7-point lead heading into half. I will say, though, we've seen this Queens team work magic in the final minute of each half. They had that incredible touchdown drive against the Western Mustangs in their early season matchup. And against Laurier back in week 7, they had a touchdown drive right before half to make it a bit more of a manageable scoreline. But this is not what you want to see. The Golden Hawks heating up here. If Queens can get even 3 points going into halftime, that would be fantastic. And with the quality of kicker they have in Tyler Mullen, if they can get him into range, they can make this a closer total. Because right now, you don't want to trail arguably the best team in Canada by a touchdown at half. You got to keep it close like you did with the Lancers. Keep it close and try to break something. They also need Anthony Leo to step up. He's had a tough game so far. Does have the touchdown pass to Nico Cuomo, but otherwise has not looked fully himself as Laurier takes that 7-point lead, 19-12. And for me, I'm going to be watching, if I'm Coach Snyder, I'm watching this next drive very, very closely. You need to see some flashes here from Anthony Leo. He left the Windsor game. He got hurt late in the fourth quarter. And although they say he's healthy enough to play today, he definitely hasn't been fully himself. He hasn't set his feet. He hasn't made the kind of throws that are usually routine for him. And it's cost his team here. They need him to show that elite accuracy that we know he has. Because another two and out would be disastrous. You can't give Laurier the ball back before half. If they score again, I don't see the Gales overcoming that second half deficit, not with how these respective offenses have played. However, that's just my opinion as a guy who watches the games. You know, I'm not out there on the field. Once again, thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Pick 6 Athletics. For Pick 6 Athletics, the goal is and always has been to help you make your dreams a reality and create your legacy. To learn more about Pick 6 Athletics and the services they can provide, visit their website at pick6athletics.com today. And stay tuned. After a short musical interlude, we will have the Something in the Water halftime show. We'll have our score updates from around the OUA and around the country, as this is semifinal weekend across all the conferences. And Laurier taking a penalty on their touchdown. They're actually going to have to kick this one from their own 20. A little bit of undisciplined play there from the Golden Hawks. A 15-yard unsportsmanlike backs them up. So the Gales, if everything breaks the way it should, might actually have great starting field position. And a touchdown before half would be crucial, because then you can reset. It's a tie game. It's 0-0. Whoever plays the second half better wins the football game. You need something here. You need something. This is a crucial, crucial drive for this team. Laurier's got all the momentum. You need to take some of that back. You need to make this a manageable second half scoreline if you want to leave here with the victory. Great kick from Dawson Hodge, fielded at the 25 by Ian St. Arnaud. St. Arnaud finding a seam in the middle of this Laurier kickoff team, and he's going to be tackled around the Gales 50-yard line. So a 25 or so yard return from Ian St. Arnaud will give Queens decent starting field position with a minute to go in our first half of action. As this is win or go home, do or die for the Gales. A team that has Vanier Cup aspirations and at the bare minimum Yates Cup expectations. First and 10 from around their own 50. Leo dropping back, completing that pass. Oh no, incomplete, okay. I thought we had another injury there, as it looked like that was Cale Warren, who was the intended target, and he got crunched, landed like an accordion. But he is okay, which to me is the more important thing, because we've already seen some pretty consequential injuries. And I'm just talking today. Second and 10 from around the 50-yard line for the Queens Gales. Defensively, they've been solid. Offensively, they've been lacking. Kind of the inverse of the last time these two teams played. Another passing situation. Complete and first down, and that is Cale Warren, who was the intended target last time and couldn't convert. Catches that one, cuts it up the right side of the field for a first down for the Gales. It'll be first and 10 from the Laurier 51. You need to move this ball at least 25 more yards to set up a very makeable Tyler Mullen field goal. Obviously, though, ideally, you're looking for six, and we've yet to see a carry from Jared Kasari. He's in the ball game here. Great pass from Anthony Leo, complete to Nathan Falcone. Nathan Falcone makes a couple men miss, picks up first down yardage. There is a flag down. However, it was thrown more so in the defensive backfield. Falcone would have had about a 15-yard reception. We'll see what this play is ruled. And it was a penalty on the Golden Hawks. Offside is declined. First and 10 for the Gales. Leo to Falcone. And that's the thing. When you're having a bit of an off game as the quarterback, you need to go to the guy that you rely on most. And it's got to be Nathan Falcone. He has been the team's leading receiver this season. He has played so well. 7 touchdowns so far this year for Nathan Falcone. He'd love to make it 8. Leo dropping back. Throwing picked off, and this is potentially a game ender as we have got very nearly a pick six. Anthony Leo threw that one directly to the Laurier Golden Hawks. I'm not sure if it was a blown route or a misread, but there was nobody in tricolor within 10 yards of that Anthony Leo interception. And just like that, the Gales find themselves fighting for their lives. He was looking for Nathan Falcone, and instead he found 52 on the Golden Hawks. And this is starting to remind me a lot of that Western semifinal game last year where things started to fall apart going into the second half. Hand off to Tyshawn Jackson, upended by Justin Pace, gain of about 10 or so. As the Gales are, give them about 8. So second and 2 from the Queens 35. The Gales are rapidly falling behind in this arms race. Another handoff here by Tanner Nelms. I love the heads-up play from Justin Pace there. He secured with one arm, and then he tried to club that ball out with the well-wrapped other arm of his, trying to use the club as a club. Unsuccessful first down Laurier, and they are well within field goal range. And with 17 seconds on the clock and a timeout, it seems inevitable they will put some kind of points on the board. The Gales fighting for their season. It was a great start, but since then it's been all Laurier. And they have a chance to make this a double-digit lead, whether it's 3-1 or 7, could determine the fate of this Queens team. You can't give up 7. You can't spot Laurier a 14-point lead at halftime. You just can't do it. This offense is too good. This defense is too reliable. The biggest play of the season so far coming up here. Queens trails 19-12, 17 seconds to go in our first half of action. El Guersma with multiple men in motion. He's going to drop back and pass. That is complete. And the Gales need a tackle here. Oh, my goodness. Laomi Ojutaleo takes that across the field. And I don't know what happened with the Gales there, but they just gave up probably a season-ending touchdown as they trail 25-12 on a play that should have been a tackle for a gain of 5 and results in a massive cross-field touchdown. And if you're the Gales, you go into the locker room trailing by 2 touchdowns with your season on the line. I don't know if Coach Snyder has a speech saved and ready, but they need it. This is about the worst thing that could have happened for this team. They went into this quarter with a 12-3 lead, and they surrender 23 straight points, and they're likely, very, very likely, going to have a long bus ride back. Gales trail 26-12 after a disastrous second quarter. And at this point, I love Anthony Leo, but I might make the switch. I might make the switch. That interception was a backbreaker, and it's been his probably most uneven game so far. And the kid's young. Second-year player. Has done phenomenally, but has struggled today. And I don't know who we're going to see at quarterback in the second half. It might be Leo, but it could be Russell Weir. Squib kick by the Golden Hawks, fielded by Nico Cuomo. And with 3 seconds to go in our second quarter of action, the Gales will likely just kneel this one out. Going to halftime on the road, trailing by 14. Pretty much a worst-case scenario here for Queens. But that's the way it goes. Folks, we will be sending it back to CFRC Studios in just a moment for a little bit of music and some info on excellent funding drive events we have coming up over the next couple weeks. We hope you'll stay with us. Queens trails by 14 going into halftime in what has been a difficult game for this Queens offense. Something must change if they want to keep this season alive. Will they do so? Or will the purple curse continue to haunt Steve Snyder and his Queens Gales? Okay, folks. We'll be back with you in just a little bit. You're listening to Queens Football on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
Life is better in the city. I like the way it don't know me.
One, two, three!
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed in all ages and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor installation webpage.
This is our life.
And welcome back to another Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. CFRC is pleased to present a new track by local artist Tim Shepherd, also known as Shep de Cuisine. The new single called The Downtown Scene is a tribute to Kingston's vibrant artists and community. Inspired by the talent that makes the city shine, this uplifting track celebrates the people who keep downtown buzzing with creativity. Stream The Downtown Scene anytime. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. And now, The Downtown Scene by Tim Shepherd, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Head on downtown. Hurry up and finish our drinks, then let's meet up in downtown Kingston. Hit your friends up on the phone and tell them not to postpone. Maybe just one more drink, then we are off to downtown Kingston. It's a pretty damn good scene, and soon you'll see just what I mean. And guys like Tony and Egan keeping fresh drinks in your hand. Characters are truly endless, from Ted Wynn to Kaylin Lawless. There's a great music scene, but this song is not what I mean. I'm talking friends with influence. Yeah, they play real instruments. Not like me, no, I'm a fraud. Even Spotify thinks I'm odd. Just a 25-key piano, a USB mic, and a Mac with Logic Pro. A bunch of words typed in two lines, just hoping that the last one rhymes.
Rhymes. Lines. All right.
Making songs about my hometown, where my friends and me all hang out. Where we go and where we've been, it's all about the downtown scene. Let me show you all the way now. We're going out in downtown K-Town. Come along, let's have some drinks and live it up in downtown Kingston.
The Wilderness, the Dakotas and Coster, Cody, Paul, Okra, Jav, what a roster. Oh, Frank, yeah. Ryan, Chris, Jackson, Astros, hell yeah. Don't forget Lake Porter, Nice, on Luella. Hey. Miss Emily, Tiny Horse, and Bon Evans, Paul, Langwa, Band,
and Johnny Kerwin, oh, Rocket yeah. Surgery, and the China Cat Riders, Ghetto Express, Cacao, Escape Artist,
Blow the Shaker, Greg Ball, Quentin Cotry, Julia Finnegan, and Savannah Shade, yeah, yeah. Thorns of Venus, Jeff Dunn, and Casador, Sugar Pills, Piner, and now a few more, ETS, Luscious, The Hip, and Smitty. Some say we are the Northern Music City. Oh, yeah. I probably missed a few, damn, that's my fault. If you're upset, you could go ahead and pounce all. So many great local places to go. Toucan, Red House, the Duke and El Gringo. Suits is the place that always has a stage show. Put your hands together and get up to the front row. We even have our own fashionista. Beer and a Jameson, here comes Lisa. If you find your guitar needs mending, take it to the Man Swamp Devil, Bill Henry. Slush Daddy, here he comes, sign, flip, God yeah. Meet him at Red House for a triple vodka. One more name before this tune is sealed. What you got? Of course, Tim Sheffield.
Making songs about my hometown, where my friends and me all hang out. Where we go and where we've been, it's all about the downtown scene. Let me show you all the way now. We're going out in downtown K-Town. Come along, let's have some drinks and live it up in downtown Kingston.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town, and on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
And we're back again with another Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. And today we're spinning a new single by the Garvin Brothers. Recorded at Bathhouse Studio, the band dropped this new single, Stone City Psycho, on October 16th, which explores the challenges of failed relationships. Stream Stone City Psycho now on your favorite platforms. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram.
Did you know that Something in the Water Brewing Company was named Canada's New Brewery of the Year in 2022? Their fantastic team is always adding new flavor to the food and beverage menu. Something in the Water just launched the Tri-Color Touchdown this season, a beverage inspired by CFRC's coverage of Queens Gales football. Visit somethingbrewing.ca to learn more and follow Something in the Water YGK on social media to stay current with all that's in store. This is the Something in the Water Halftime Show, live on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Queens Gales Football on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you to our title sponsor for this year, Something in the Water. We love the work they do. Head on down to 275 Princess Street. Try that Tri-Color Touchdown. They do great work down there. Thank you for your continued sponsorship. We're hoping we can get at least one more game, but admittedly, the Gales' backs are against the wall here. We really aren't sure if they're going to be able to pull off this comeback. They trail the Laurier Golden Hawks 26-12 in a game that has had no shortage of scoring, and unfortunately for the Gales, no shortage of injuries. We lost Raheem Balogun Jr. in the first quarter with a pretty horrific lower body injury, and then Ashton Watson was taken out of the game at the start of the second quarter with what appears to be a concussion. We're obviously not speculating, but that's what it certainly looked like to me. The Gales were leading 12-3, but surrendered 23 unanswered points in the second quarter and find themselves on the precipice of devastation. Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, Laval cruising to a 16-plus point victory over Concordia, 34-18, about 8 minutes left in the fourth, but Laval will close that out. St. FX leads St. Mary's University, 17-14. Western up 20-16 over Guelph, close contest there. Bishops with a commanding 17-0 lead over Acadia, they will likely close that out and make the AUS finals. And Montreal and McGill will be kicking off at 3. And we have no score updates on Regina, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, UBC yet because, well, they're 3 hours behind us. The UBC-Saskatchewan game will kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern. Manitoba, Regina, 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's look at the stat line. The Gales have run the ball 4 times total. 1 Jared Kasari handoff for 0 yards, 1 Isaiah Adams carry for 5 yards, and 2 Ethan Dahl carries for 15 yards. Anthony Leo has gone 11 for 20 for 139 yards, a touchdown to Nico Cuomo, but also a brutal interception that killed a promising Queens drive. The Queens defense, they've been up to snuff today. The defense forced an early fumble against Taylor Elgersma that resulted in a Tyler Mullen field goal. The defense, up until the end of that second quarter of action, looked phenomenal. A bit of struggles against this high-powered Laurier offense. Can't really blame them there, but they're going to need to generate turnovers and big plays in the second half. And look, folks, Laurier has just simply been the better team. They've been the better team. I wish there was some kind of quick fix, but there isn't. The Gales find themselves down in a major way, trailing by 2 touchdowns to the top-ranked team in the country, the undefeated Laurier Golden Hawks, who are looking to make it back to the Yates Cup and finish the job with this experienced veteran core. And we're seeing that kind of veteran leadership here in the semifinal game, as throughout the second quarter, that unit, you could just see them kind of settle. The first quarter, Queens did a great job of keeping Laurier kind of off schedule, and you could really see that it was getting to them. But after that Nico Cuomo touchdown, it just seems like a switch was flipped, with the Golden Hawks, and since then, they have looked unstoppable. And if you're the Queens Gales, I don't know if you have the offensive horsepower to keep up with this unbelievably explosive Laurier offense. We're in do-or-die territory here, folks. Queens needs to score to start our second half. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and then they need a stop of their own. They have to keep this a one-score game. They have to keep it within one score. With how well this Laurier team can pass but also run the football, they can drain the clock. And if they do that, well, Queens is going to have a very long, uncomfortable bus ride back. And look, this is a team that has traveled more miles than anybody in Canada this year. All of their road games, save the Ottawa one, are multi-day affairs. We're talking 4 to 6 hour minimums. I've never seen a OUA football schedule like this. They got the short end of the stick. They've been dealing with injuries, but they've been overcoming adversity all year long. And this is perhaps the biggest challenge they've had to overcome yet. Can they do it? There's only one way to find out. Thank you again to Something in the Water for their continued support. We're going to throw it to a quick word from our third quarter sponsor, Black Dog Hospitality, and we'll be back with more Queens Gales football.
Come get the best gourmet burgers in town at Harper's at 93 Princess Street. Choose from over 50 burger combinations and sides, cool and crunchy salads, shareables, and plant-based options that will delight carnivores and herbivores alike. Indulge in their delicious hand-spun shakes, boozy slushies, and more. Come in to kick your night off with their special After 8 menu or place an order for pickup or delivery. Learn more about sweet deals and menu items at harpersburgerbar.com.
Thank you to Black Dog Hospitality for their sponsorship of Queens Gales football on CFRC, but also their sponsorship of the Thursday morning Indy Wake Up Call hosted by Cindy, Rue, the whole crew. We appreciate you. Tim, the owner, super easy to work with. I know he listens to these games. I hope he's having himself a wonderful Saturday afternoon. The Gales, it's a bit of a struggle right now, folks. They're in the thick of it here, trailing 26-12 at the start of our third quarter. Game's been a little bit delayed because of a couple of pretty severe injuries. And my goodness, what a kick from Dawson Hodge, fielded in the Queen's end zone by Ian St. Arnaud. St. Arnaud looking to find anything, any kind of purchase or space. He gets a good return in, but is stopped up at the 25. And here we go. This Queen's offense that started strong and appears to have hit a purple and gold brick wall. Will they smash through? Or will this be the end of one of the more dramatic, turbulent, and unprecedented seasons of Gales football I've ever seen? Anthony Leo is going to start our second half of action. Jared Kasari beside him. Kasari has one carry for 0 yards. The Gales have almost exclusively tried to get it done with the passing game. Going to hand it off to Kasari there. Back to basics. But he isn't going to pick up more than a few feet at most, bringing up a second and 10. And right now, folks, Queens is on the precipice of destruction. They cannot allow this Golden Hawks team to score even one more time. I just don't think they're going to have the offensive horsepower with the kind of injuries they've had on that side of the ball. You can't keep pace with Laurier. You need to try to contain them and get those opportunistic scores. We saw it early in the game, a turnover leading to a field goal. You're going to need more of those, and it's got to start with a first down here. Leo slings this one, and I think that's picked off again. It is indeed. No, incomplete. Okay, I thought that was an incredible interception. Instead, it's an incompletion, so there's a two and out. Matt Driver on to punt this one away. Anthony Leo nearly burned there again. As Matt Driver, who had a great game last week. It's been incredible to see his progression on a week-to-week basis. This kid, he's not a football player by trade. Soccer player, joined the team at an open tryout. And not his best punt there, but has had a ton of great ones throughout the playoffs. Laurier looking to drive the dagger into the Gales here at the start of our third quarter, up by 14 points. Last time these two teams played, it was a 51-21 final score. And we're pacing for something quite similar, at least here at the start of our third quarter of action. Another quick word on our third quarter sponsor, Black Dog Hospitality. Come get the best gourmet burgers in town at Harper's at 93 Princess Street. Choose from over 50 burger combinations and sides, cool and crunchy salads, shareables, and plant-based options that will delight carnivores and herbivores alike. Indulge in their delicious hand-spun shakes, boozy slushies, and more. Come in to kick your night off with the special After 8 menu, or place an order for pickup or delivery. Learn more about sweet deals and menu items at harpersburgerbar.com. And so far, this Laurier offense has chewed through this Queen's defense like they were a delicious Harper's Burger, although the Laurier Golden Hawks will take a 15-yard penalty there, so they are going to be moved back a little bit, but they're still going to start with pretty decent field position around their own 50-yard line. El Gersma, a win today, would catapult his team back into the Yates Cup. They were hard luck losers last year against the Western Mustangs. Western, last I checked, it's a one-score game against Guelph. They lead 20-19. So Western, no guaranteed shot into the Yates this year. They're going to have to work for it as Tanner Nelms takes a carry on first down there and is swarmed by a collection of Gales, including Darian Newell and Justin Pace, which will set up a second and long. It would be very interesting if Guelph prevailed over the Mustangs. I must admit, I would love to see that. I really would. That would bring me a great deal of joy in a day that has been a little short of it here, admittedly. Second and 9 from, looks like, around the 45. El Gersma going to drop back to pass. Sling it over the middle. Ah, that is complete to Ethan Jordan. Ashton Miller-Melanson was right there, but unable to secure a breakup, which we've seen him do a great job all day today. That's the thing. Laurier realizes this is their year. If they don't get it done this year, it might be a while before they are serious national title contenders. It's a small school. You don't get as much talent to draw from, but the guys they have, they do a great job of developing. First and 10, another completion from Algiers.